7. St. Cuthbert lived in the Anglo-Saxon kingdom of Northumbria. Northumbria's boundary covered what is now northern England and southeast Scotland, running approximately from the River Humber to Edinburgh and the Firth of Forth. As a monk and bishop, St. Cuthbert made many journeys through wild and rugged terrain to preach God's word, carry out missionary work, visit religious foundations and fulfil his devotional duties. The rough state of the roads meant that it was usually quicker and safer to travel by boat along the rivers or the coast. This map highlights some of the places where Cuthbert lived and worked, including the monasteries of Melrose, Ripon and Lindisfarne, and the island of Innerfarne, the site of his hermitage. St. Cuthbert was buried in the Monastic Church at Lindisfarne. Nearly 200 years after his death, Vikings' raid forced the monks to flee, taking with them his body and other relics for safekeeping. Over the next century, the community and their descendants moved around the north of England, eventually settling in Durham. In 1104, St. Cuthbert's remains were placed in a magnificent new shrine in Durham Cathedral, which attracted pilgrims throughout the Middle Ages.